Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 176, Remembering Don Knotts, number 4, part 1. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop over Weaver's Department Store and pick up whatever you might want that's Mayberry related. They've got it there. And you'll be supporting the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club with your purchase. So head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Episode number 176 has executive producer Davin Lucy. Davin Lucy. So, hey, thanks, Davin. We appreciate that. Folks, I am your host for the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast, Alan Newsom, and it's great to have you with me this evening, if you're listening to it in the evening or whenever you might be. It's evening when I'm recording it. It's great to have you. Now, this episode of the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast is kind of a continuing, I guess, a tradition for the podcast, because every year since we began, we've taken an episode or so to celebrate the life of Don Knotts and to mark the anniversary of his passing, which was on February 24th, 2006. Well, this is the sixth anniversary as I record this podcast. This week will be the sixth anniversary of his passing. And I got a real treat for you this time, because we're going to be listening to him, Don Knotts himself, giving a question and answer session at an event that was held up in Kingsport, Tennessee back in 1999. Don, it was called Mayberry and Meadowview. Now, what's special to me about that particular evening was David Browning, who is the Mayberry deputy, our Barney Fife tribute artist, was unable to attend that evening. So it fell to Floyd, which is me. I do Floyd the Barber, and I am the tribute artist for Floyd the Barber for the Andy Griffith Show events, a lot of events anyway. And since Barney wasn't going to be able to be there, I was privileged enough to become the MC. Now, this was, I was nervous. But I got to be the MC for an event with Don Knotts and George Lindsay both there, along with the Dillards. They were there as well. Great evening. The VW boys were there. And what you're going to hear is the question and answer session that followed Don Knotts' routines he did. He did several routines of things, not really from the Andy Griffith Show, but things he had done on the Steve Allen program. And he did those as part of his show. And then he sat down with the audience and did his routine or his question and answer session after his routines were over. So what we're about to hear is from 1999. It's Mr. Knotts himself. So let's head over there and listen. You ready?
I guess George did this for questions and answers. I want to do the same thing. Is there someone out there to take the questions?
Yeah, we're out here, Don. Come on over here. We got a question right here in the center, center stage, about midway back here.
Mr. Knotts, we know there is talk about a remake of The Incredible Mr. Limpet. Have they talked to you about any guest appearances or anything?
Well, the last I heard, that had temporarily fallen through, the remake. Jim Carrey was supposed to do it, and he called me while they were getting ready, and I thought sure it was going to go ahead, and then the last I heard, I haven't talked to him, but the last I heard, they had just somehow there was a snag somewhere. I'm sure they will eventually make it. I know Warner Brothers has wanted to remake that for a long time. As far as my being in it, I have no idea. My agent would like to know too.
Mr. Knotts, we have a man over here on the left hand side, stage left.
In the Sheik has gone the west. What does Wate mean?
I'm not sure. I don't know. We just threw that in. I don't think anybody ever knew.
Okay, we have another question to you, this time to your right, stage right.
Yeah, I was wanting to know Did you enjoy your role in Pleasantville that came out last year as the
TV
repairman?
I enjoyed that very much. Did you see that movie, Pleasantville? It's an unusual movie, wasn't it? Yeah, I enjoyed doing that.
Mr. Knotts over here, stage left again, about halfway back.
Were you ever frustrated with typecasting after you finished the Andy Griffith Show?
Tell you the truth, I never was. That never bothered me. The only thing that ever bothered me about it is that I would like to have, it kept me out of some work, because I think I would have been able to play some parts that I wasn't able to. As far as being typecast, so to speak, for that kind of role, that didn't bother me, because I loved Barney. I loved that image.
Thank you. Okay, we're back over to the stage right.
What was it like working with Tim Conway in The Private Eyes?
Well, Tim Conway is one of the funniest people in the business, and it's real hard to keep from laughing when you work with him. I had to change my character around a little bit because Tim is the real crazy funny guy, and I sort of played straight to him the way Andy did to me. So it was a switch for me, but it was fun.
Mr. Knotts, stage left about halfway back once again.
What was your favorite cast member in the Andy Griffith Show?
My favorite cast member? Yeah. Well, I think it would have to be Andy. You mean other than Andy?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. They were all good. I'll tell you something. The fellow who put that cast together, his name was Sheldon Leonard. Sheldon Leonard was just absolutely brilliant to put that cast together. I never saw so many wonderful actors in one on one sound stage in my life. They're just great, all of them.
Okay, we have a question, left center.
Yes, I'd like to know what your favorite episode is on the show, and if you're married.
No, I'm not married, and my very favorite was Aunt Bee's Pickles. And my second favorite was Barney and the Choir. Somebody take that.
Mr. Knotts, we have a gentleman back here, direct center in front of to the right of the soundboard.
What was your mother's name on the Andy Griffith Show?
My mother's name? Gee, I don't remember that. Very often I find that if I ask the questions, you people answer it, we're better off.
She was only on there about two episodes, at best my memory.
I don't remember.
We have a question back, basically in the center, back here around the spotlights.
Well, we enjoyed your movies also, the Walt Disney with Tim Conway. Do you plan on doing any more of those?
Well, Tim and I never were able to get back together. We did four pictures together. We did two for Disney, and then we did two. We did one called Prize Fighters. Prize Fighter, yeah, the Prize Fighter. And then the one we did, Private Eyes, those were done independent. Those were independents. And then we sort of, our careers went separate directions. We never got back together again. I'd love to work with Tim again. If something came up. Got an idea?
Mr. Knotts, about stage left, about halfway back in the audience.
Yes, Mr. Knotts. I was just wondering when the last time you spoke with Andy was, and how he's doing.
I spoke with Andy about a week ago. He's in North Carolina, and he was in between things. I guess he had done a picture not too long before that. He made a movie for Billy Bob Thornton. I don't know the name of it, but he's doing fine.
Okay, we have a question right here in this very mid-center here.
Mr. Knox, in Ghost of Mr. Chicken, did you do the elevator scene where you fell into the elevator?
No, that was a stuntman.
I've often wondered. Thanks.
Mr. Knott's stage left about halfway back once again.
Yes, I was just wondering whether you get any residuals or payments from the reruns on the TV show now.
Of the Andy Griffith Show?
Right. Just
no. I don't get anything. Thank you.
I don't know what that question was there.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a question here on stage right.
Mr. Knotts, did you have any regrets at all leaving the program and starting a movie career?
Well, the regret I had was, sure, it was tough. I didn't know what to do, but I had already committed sort of to Universal to do pictures. But it was tough to leave, because I knew that I'd probably never have that much fun again.
All right. Well, hey, folks, I hope you guys are enjoying that. That's the first part. We'll have a second part of this question and answer session that they had with Don Knotts. It'll be about 10 minutes long or so, and we'll hit that up next week. So I hope you guys will come back for next week's podcast. It's another 10 minutes or so of the interview. It's too long to do one episode, and I thought, hey, I'll split this up and draw people in for a couple of weeks. So we got to hear some neat things, found out for sure right from him that, no, he doesn't get any residuals from the from the episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. He doesn't get them from the podcast either, but, you know, he doesn't get anything from the Andy Griffith Show. We also, there was a question about, what was Barney's mother's name? Now, I don't think they ever mentioned his mother's name. They did mention that she has a clock in her stomach, you know, tick-tock, it's time to eat, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, sometimes I think she and Barney may have sat around with a their hats pulled down over their ears around home. I'm not sure. But we got to hear several very interesting answers from Mr. Knotts to the questions that were offered by the audience. Now, one statement was on there was actually, I don't know what the question was. You know, I don't know what the statement was, because, you know, Don said, well, thank you, and everybody clapped and laughed. So I'm assuming that it was probably just a statement that was yelled out from the audience, but I honestly don't have any idea what that might have been. So, anyway, sorry. I'm hoping that somebody that was there, maybe they'll remember maybe what was said, but I can't remember at all. But I don't think that's all that important. We got to hear a lot of really good questions and answers, and it's just fun to hear Don answer these questions. So I hope you'll come back next week. Now, I've got another little bit here. Now, this is a call-in that we have from John Simino, which is, he was the executive producer for the last several episodes, which means he donated to the podcast, because if you donate to the podcast, you actually get to be an executive producer. Now, he's often in our chat room with us as well, so let's hear what he had to say. So here's John. He called in.
Hey, Alan. This is John Simino. I'm sometimes known as the Mayberry Shrink. Listen, I just wanted to call and, again, appreciate everything you do. I know you get this a lot, but it can't be said enough that the podcasts bring a lot of enjoyment to everyone, and I'm starting to listen to them over and over again like I watch the show. And I just also wanted to say I appreciate the attention you pay to the tale. The audio quality is astounding. The planning that you do is fairly obvious. Again, it really, really adds to my life. We've chatted before briefly. I'm probably the only psychologist in the country that has pictures of Andy and Opie and Barney up on my wall on the side of my degrees and my licenses and everything, and try to use this virtually every day, sometimes with subtle comments like, you know, that people don't know, like Gomer's line about it makes you think, or sometimes more obvious things like somebody saying something that they need to stop. I'll say things like, you need to nip that in the bud. Trying to figure out a way to enter into a report I do for the court, one of my favorite lines from Barney, and that is that I wouldn't touch his id with a 10-foot pole. anyway, I just wanted to reiterate how impressive everything you do is. I wish I want to try to send more contributions to you on a more regular basis. The problem I have, though, is I can't afford what it's worth to me. But I'll do a little, at least, to help you out a bit. Again, I appreciate it, and please keep up the good work. We all appreciate it very much. Got to mention, just to give you an example of how far-reaching your influence is and inspiring you've been, I'm really planning to do a webinar for mental health professionals and legal professionals on how to use episodes from the Andy Griffith Show, certain lines, certain themes, and so on, to teach mental health professionals how to deliver messages about a better life, about happiness, and so on. I have to say that the effort is inspired by the webcast, the I Mayberry community, and everything you do. So again, I really want you to know how far-reaching your impact is. Just wanted to add that. Continue listening and continue to appreciate what you do. Thanks. Bye.
Wow. Thank you very much, John. Hey, I hope you... thank you. I hope your show goes well. Your seminars you're going, and he is in the chat room often as Mayberry Shrink. So that's wonderful. Wow, it's hard for me to believe. Very humbling, and I want to thank him for the very kind words he said about me. But we all need to remember this show is all about is the Andy Griffith Show and our love for it. So it's that keeps us all going and coming back, and hopefully you come back and enjoy the show every week, and we try to make it as good as we can, you know, as we go through. But, wow, it was very kind of him, and he has been kind. He has been the executive producer for at least three episodes, which means, as I said, if you donate to the podcast, that, and if you donate, the donations go towards helping pay for the hosting fees, the website fees, and there's a lot of there's a good bit of expense that goes along with this. If nothing else, all the equipment I ended up getting and things. But don't feel like you need or have to do that, but I am grateful for those that do, and I make you the executive producer of whatever episodes that you become, and you can you can use that on a resume and say you're executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting episode number. So I don't know where that would get you, but if anybody calls me to ask me if you did it, I can look and say yes, they were executive producer. So John, hey, thank you. And I'm just so sorry that Barney doesn't live closer to you, because I know he would make a wonderful study for you and your practice. So folks, hey, I want to thank you for being here. And I want us all to just take a minute as we go throughout this week and as we come back next week and think about Don Noss and just all the fun and laughter he's given us over the years, the joy, the smiles, whether it was on the Andy Griffith Show, The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, Apple Dumpling Gang, all those movies that he was in, just all the different appearances he made, Matlock even. He was on Matlock with Andy. I mean, it was just, it brings a smile to my face every time I see him on something. And, you know, I hope that we can all leave a legacy like that, so that people remember us someday, that they smile and have good memories of time that they spent with us, because I feel like I spent time with Don Knotts much more than I actually was able to in real life. I was able to a little bit backstage and speak with him, but I tried not to bother him. He was very, very quiet, very private man. I didn't bother him, but he was very kind. He talked to me. If you spoke with him, he would talk and be very kind and gentle. And he was just like he would be expected to be if you watched the Andy Griffith Show. So here's to Don Knotts, and let's celebrate his life. Not be sad he's gone, but celebrate the joy he's given us over the years. Well, folks, I'd love to hear from you. Since we're going to do the podcast next week, it'll be part two of Remembering Don Knotts. Please call in. Give me some memories of Don Knotts that you have. I would love to hear them and be able to play them for the folks here on the podcast. So you can call me at 888-684-8415. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can go by the Two Chairs No Waiting website and leave comments there. And you can even head over to the I Mayberry community and join up. We've got about 300 people there. Folks are having a good time and chatting and visiting with one another. I encourage you to do that as well. However you'd like to get in touch with me, I would love to hear from you. It's great to hear from fans of the Andy Griffith Show always. So, folks, again, I want to thank you for being with me and sharing your valuable time with me here in Mayberry. And we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Way. Bye, folks.